Chapter 3. The cigar lighter was inscribed in one of those curly fonts that Quill particularly disliked. She wiped the dog slobber off it and read, "Boom, boom, boom. Always, S." Max barked, rolled vigorously in the grass, then sat up, looking proud of himself. Quill didn't know where Max had come from before he strolled into their lives 4 years ago, but she was pretty sure that his former owner had encouraged him to leave, and not at all kindly. Even raised voices made Max scramble backwards, head down, ears flattened against his lumpy skull. So, with patient affection, she scratched him under his chin and said, "You are a bad, bad dog to swipe evidence, Max." Then she gave him the beef. "Now, what do I do?" Max licked the remains of the beef from his jaws, sniffed at her hopefully, realized immediately she was beef-free, then sat back and looked at her in a very intelligent way. "I absolutely have to call Miles, of course." She patted the pocket of her skirt for her cell phone, squinted at the tiny display window, and punched the key that was supposed to dial Miles direct. She got his voicemail, which meant he was in a meeting somewhere, because Miles always kept his cell phone on, and she left a conscientiously accurate message. "It's me." Max retrieved a gold cigar lighter that's about 4 inches long and 1.5 inches in diameter. Quill was very good at measurements. And inscribed, "Boom, boom, boom, always S." "It's 24-carat. Quill was good at metals, too. And really, really vulgar. She paused a moment. This was an opinion, not a fact, and Miles was forever reminding her there was very little room for speculation and opinion in forensics, because the other side could always argue it wasn't so. Strike the part about it being vulgar.